Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host. And once again, I'd like to introduce Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel in New Zealand. How are you, Lee?
I'm very well. Thanks so much, Rhea. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, well, you know what? In today's day and age, it is very invaluable to be providing this advice because, you know, we're seeing second sort of waves of coronavirus popping up around the world. And once again, airlines are taking action in regards to that. So crew, especially in crew-orientated places, so crew are a little bit nervous about where they can go, when they can go, how they can be repatriated if that is indeed the case, or how they can get to their job if that is the case. So it's good to have you here.
Yeah, it's just an ever-evolving situation, isn't it? And there's just no end in sight to it at the moment, unfortunately. So you know, any information we can give to crew, especially at the moment with the med season now coming into full swing, and you know, we're starting to see resurgent cases in France and in Spain as well. So yeah, any information we can give, then, you know, that's great for the crew.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the latest updates is out of New Zealand, which is sort of heading towards the same idea as Australia at the moment.
Yeah, so last week we spoke with regards to Australia now charging passengers returning home for their mandatory quarantine stay. And unfortunately, it appears that New Zealand are now going to follow the same suit. Any yacht crew who come home temporarily, i.e. on leave, will now be looking at costs of approximately 3,100 New Zealand dollars per person. So it's not going to be cheap. The bill hasn't been approved yet. It's set to be approved today, the 10th of August, after which date anyone who departs New Zealand and then returns home at a later date will be charged for their quarantine stay. The government have said that there will be exemptions, but sort of digging in deeper, it doesn't appear at this moment in time that work travel is going to be one of the special circumstances that will negate the need to pay the quarantine costs, unfortunately.
Well, that is definitely something to be thinking about because, you know, for some, that's almost a month's salary right there.
Yeah, I know. It just seems crazy that people are going to be penalised for going out and doing a job. You know, it's... like we said last week, there needs to be some discussions, you know, put in place with regards to the government and maritime associations to try and find a way of not penalising the crew. Because at the end of the day, like you say, it's a vast amount of money that they're expecting crew to pay every time they come back from work.
Well, let's hope that somebody sort of takes that to task and sorts it out. Because, you know, work is work. And if people are unemployed, there could be other consequences as a result.
That's the thing. I think that's what the governments really need to look at. You know, do they want? I mean, especially places like New Zealand and Australia, who do have a high number of yacht crew. Do you want all these people suddenly to be out of work because they can't afford to come back again? You know, it's. But not only that, if they can't afford to come back, what do? Do they stay on board the yacht and then go months and months over their contract, which isn't obviously good for anyone's mental health? So there's definitely discussions that have got taken place.
Has anything changed in South Africa at the moment?
So it's still the same procedures. They do seem to have some kind of rhythm going with regards to repatriation flights inbound and outbound. The majority seem to be taking off now, and they seem to be giving people plenty of notice with regards to them. Again, the quarantine, people can choose to self-isolate, but they have to put in a letter to the General Health Secretary, etc. We are seeing some of these being approved. So the mandatory quarantine there is relaxed slightly. I'm not going to say it's completely relaxed because obviously there are rules in place, i.e. you have to live within 3 hours of the airport that you're arriving into. But it does seem like they're starting to sort of make some headway with regards to the repatriation flights and the quarantine.
Well, that's a bit of relief because South Africa is a hotbed for yachties as well.
Indeed, South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, all three of them, you know, you do get a high amount of crew from those places.
And Brussels had some updates this last week, I guess.
Yes, they have, yeah. It's actually quite a queue for Brussels Airport. They're the first mainland European airport to be given US pre-clearance facility. And this was revealed last Wednesday. Any crew who have been through US, they would have experienced the time it takes to get through. So pre-clearance basically will speed up the passenger flow as it allows customs and immigration formalities to be completed before the passengers board their flights to the United States. Brussels Airport, like we said, is going to be the first mainland European airport to get such a facility. So it's going to be a massive attractive proposition for crew to then travel through Brussels, because anybody who goes through there, once they've completed the pre-clearance in Brussels, they'll be treated as a domestic passenger when they land in the US.
That is definitely significant.
It is. I mean, you know, even when you're transiting within Europe or other places, you know, when you're transiting, you can allow only an hour between flights. When it gets to the US, you've got to be factoring in 3 to 4 hours, you know, between your flights, because you have to recollect your bags. You then have immigration and customs and all the rest. And it's such a prolonged process. You know, it does slow people down. So this is really going to make Brussels Airport quite an attractive proposition for your crew.
I can imagine. What's going on with the Philippines at the moment?
Yeah, Philippines, unfortunately, they've had another outbreak of coronavirus. So Philippine Airlines have cancelled all their domestic flights to and from Manila up until the 18th of August. Like I say, it's because they've re-entered lockdown again because of the surge of coronavirus. It is to be noted, though, that domestic flights between Clark, Cebu and other domestic cities are still operational at this time. It is only Manila Airport which have stopped the domestic flights. It's also good to know that international flights that are operating to and from Manila are still operating at this time. They've not been affected.
Wow. And the Nepalese crew.
Yeah, so just a quick one for the Nepalese crew. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but I just wanted to remind any Nepalese crew that are watching or listening that their airspace will be reopened for international travel for commercial airlines as from the 17th of August. So only a week to go. It's been closed. Airspace has been closed for commercial flights since the beginning of March, so nearly 4 months. So this is obviously going to be a welcome relief to any crew who are well over their contract dates.
That is exciting news. Let's just hope that they don't see a second wave and see another lockdown or shutdown.
Yeah, fingers crossed, hopefully. Yeah, it's this second wave it's sort of teetering there, isn't it? It's waiting to hit, and let's just hope, fingers crossed, it definitely doesn't hit Nepal anyway, because they have been really struggling to get their crew home.
Well, and we've started to see a second wave sort of heading across Europe at the moment. So it's, you know, it's not just, it is pretty much worldwide that we're seeing it.
It is, and the problem is, I think you're going to see waves, you know, until there is a vaccine in place. You're going to see these waves of, in the UK now, they're shutting down certain towns and certain cities because, you know, they're spiking in cases. And I think it's going to be the same all across the world. You know, certain airports will close down or at least will limit the number of passengers that they've got arriving into the country. Just to try and nullify, you know, any sort of massive outbreaks again within the countries.
Well, and do you have any updates on airlines at the moment?
Yeah, so there's a couple of updates. British Airways this week have announced they're going to be flying to a further 17 destinations during the month of August. This is especially good news again for the med season, because a lot of the routes are within Europe. Bari, Bodrum, Bordeaux, Catania, Frankfurt, Genoa, Kefalonia, Lyon, Malta and Paphos, to name but a few. BA also announced that they've added flights to their schedule to Antigua, which is going to be good for crew, because I know we've still got some yachts out there. Updates with regards to the United States. Delta Airlines have announced they've restarted their flagship route between New York and London Heathrow again this week. It's the first time that's taken place in over 3 months. Qatar Airlines announced they're adding services to Houston and Philadelphia as from the start of September, and also increasing the number of flights they're putting on between LA and New York as well. There has been one bit of bad news with regards to US this week, though. Emirates, unfortunately, have stopped their popular Dubai to Fort Lauderdale route, which was massively popular with crew, obviously with Fort Lauderdale being a big destination on the yachting network. But unfortunately, they have cancelled that.
Do you think we're going to see a pullback of airlines if this, you know, if there is another significant wave?
It's difficult to say, to be honest with you. I know this week that 5 of the major airlines have lobbied both US government and the EU government with regards to trying to find a safe way to open the airways between the two countries. And British Airways, Lufthansa, Delta, American Airlines and Austrian Airlines have all put a joint letter in to both governments, basically stating that, you know, it's not viable to keep it closed down for too much longer. It's been, you know, 4 to 5 months now. So they do need to try and find a way that, to get it open and open safely. I think basically what they're looking to try and do is to get testing at the airports before people depart. If you get a negative test, you're on the flight and you can travel, and then you get tested when you arrive as well. That's one of the things they've put that they've lobbied to the governments to try and get in place. Hopefully they'll listen and we can get those routes going, the transatlantic routes going again. But it's just such an unknown. If this second wave does hit and hit hard, then there's only one thing I think they're going to do, and it will be basically what they've done the last time, and that's to close down the airspace.
That's insane. You know, that's one thing that I did not understand personally, was why they didn't implement testing prior to boarding on every single airline across the face of the planet. Why wait until people have been in a tin can, as it were, and crammed together in airports until they got to their destination to test them? It just doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm nobody important, but I am probably not the smartest person on the face of the planet. But to me, that was just the first thing that came to mind, and that they wouldn't have thought of that blows me away.
Yeah, I know. It makes perfect sense, doesn't it? You get to the airport, you get tested, especially now that they've, maybe at the beginning when the testing wasn't coming back as quick, maybe it wasn't quite so simple. But again, you're seeing airlines now saying 24, 48, 72 hours before. So, I'm sure they could have got tests back then. Now I know certain airports, Frankfurt Airport, they're testing 2,000 people a day, and they're getting results back within 2 hours. So, it's clearly possible to be able to do that. So it makes perfect sense. Test them when you get to the airport, almost as a check-in procedure as such, as long as you're given enough, if it means you have to be at the airport 4, 6, 8 hours beforehand. But if it means you can travel, then, implement it in there. And if the airlines need to as well, implement it in the costs of the fare. You just add the COVID testing fee onto the airfare, and at least it will get people traveling again.
Well, and rather than implementing this, 14-day quarantine that some countries are putting in place once they return home or once they arrive in their destination, it would only make sense to have that test done first and before they even got onto the airplane, because then they wouldn't have to worry about quarantining. If that does mean an extra 8 hours at the airport, it's still a heck of a lot better than 14 days stuck at home when you return from your destination.
Exactly right. It's a win-win for everybody, isn't it? The public are getting to get to travel again. The governments aren't having to fork out millions of pounds to keep people in mandatory quarantine. And the airlines are going to get passengers back on their on seats on the plane. So it seems like it makes perfect sense. And let's just hope that the government sees sense as well.
Well, I know we're always going to have those that complain about, the whole procedure. But at the end of the day, nothing is 100% perfect. And I don't think, straight across the board that anybody has any of this figured out completely. But we can do our best to make sure that we get the world moving again anyway.
I think so. I mean, it's for the sanity of people. You can't keep locking down people all the time. It's not good for anybody's mental health. It's not good for the economy. There's so many reasons why they need to get these procedures in place, in my eyes anyway. And like you, at the end, I'm nobody important. I'm just a person who does travel for people. But it just seems a no-brainer. It just seems complete no-brainer to put these procedures in place. Get the world moving again, because it's important, not just for yachting, but for, every industry needs people traveling. We can't all stay at home. We can't all work from home. It's not possible. So the quicker that we can get this in place, then the better it is for everybody.
Well, I think one thing that this whole COVID situation has taught us is that governments straight across the face of the planet tend to lack some common sense.
It does, and also it just shows that there's no communication between countries as well, isn't it? They were all taking their own individual stances. Maybe if they came together collectively and agreed on something, I'm not saying every country in the world, because it's not possible, but the big countries came collectively together and agreed on one process, then surely that makes sense as well. But there you go. I mean, that's for politicians, I guess, who get paid big bucks.
Well, to be honest, I don't think politicians can come to a consensus on anything within their own countries, let alone with another country at this stage of the game. It is way of the world, I suppose. It is the way of the world. We have power-hungry people, and they never want to agree with the other because that might mean they have to make a concession.
Exactly right. That's right. Yeah. I mean, it's just my ideal that I think that all the worlds can get on in harmony.
Yes, I think there's a lot of us that feel that way, but unfortunately, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Unfortunately not.
Well, Lee, thank you again. Once again, we have gotten to figure out the entire situation of the world travel as well as the entire situation of politics across the face of the board.
Thanks, it was
Always an
fantastic.
interesting chat.
It always is, isn't it? We'll put the world to right.
That's right. One of these days, one of these days. Once again, Lee, thank you so much for coming aboard. And we do look forward to these weekly travel updates, and they are so very important to crew around the world.
Just thanks ever so much for having me. I enjoy it every week.
Wonderful. Once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host, and our thanks go out to Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel in New Zealand. Tune in again next week.